Holiday activities that embrace many traditions monopolize the calendar this time of year. Tanya Pendleton is curator of our Things to Do segment at WHYY.org. She's here to share some options. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. It is holiday time. And on Friday, the Blue Cross River Rink Winterfest is hosting their annual holiday tree lighting. There's two reality stars that are going to be there that hail from our area. Westchester's Jackie Verna, who is on The Voice, and Philly's own Bianca Ryan. You might remember she was the first winner of America's Got Talent at just 11 years old.
Remember what you told me inside, baby, one day we'll
There's also skating, dancing, and even a fireworks show afterward. That's on Friday from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's free.
All right. What's going on outside the city?
In New Jersey, West Cape May is having their annual Christmas parade, and it's their 53rd annual, in fact. It starts at the West Cape May Firehouse on Saturday, with Sunday as the rain day, and that's from 5 to 10 p.m., so keep in mind it is an evening parade. This is a town that has some historic ties to the Underground Railroad, the network of homes that supported slaves heading to freedom. Back to the city and its historic areas, you know Philadelphia is home to Alfred's Alley, the oldest residential street in the United States. They're having their Deck the Alley event on Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m. It's only one of two chances that you get to peek inside those homes this year. And you know what? I'm curious. I'd love to know what they look like.
I have peeked in those homes, and they are absolutely charming.
I'm so looking forward to doing that. I think that'll be fun, but it will cost you $25. We'll have a link to those tickets on WHYY.org/things to do.
Very good. What about holiday music as we head into December?
We've got two Grammy winners coming our way. John Legend is heading to the Met Philadelphia. We told you about the newly renovated space on North Broad Street in a previous Things to Do. He's going to be there next Tuesday at 8 p.m. with a special performance of holiday music from his new album, A Legendary Christmas.
Christmas time is here.
Melissa Etheridge is at the State Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey on Friday at 8 p.m. She's also doing a holiday-specific set with songs from her 2008 holiday album.
It's Christmas time.
Everybody's got an album. We need a holiday album.
We should, Jennifer. That would be so much fun. But you're going to do all the singing.
No. Well, Tanya, you've got some news about a musical coming to Delaware that features the work of a popular singer from the 60s.
That's right. Petula Clark is the singer you probably best remember from her big 60s hit, Downtown.
Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows.
She's 85 now, and she's still performing. A musical called Sign of the Times features her music and that from other 60s hitmakers to tell a woman's coming-of-age story in 1965. It's at the Delaware Theater Company through December 23rd.
And we've got a comedian coming to town.
Well, you know, sometimes the holidays are so stressful, you've just got to do something fun and laugh. Comedian Amy Schumer is at the Tower Theater in Upper Darby on Saturday at 8 p.m. She's a little risque and sometimes controversial, as you know, so be prepared for that if you're more familiar with her work in the movies than you are with her stand-up.
Any other ways to wind down?
Well, you know what, Jennifer? Everybody loves their coffee and their tea, mm-hmm. and that's one of the ways that you can always get a little bit of holiday cheer. This weekend at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks is the 6th annual Coffee and Tea Festival. Over 50 coffee and tea companies are going to be there, so you'll be able to find a soothing blend for yourself or maybe give one as a gift.
That sounds fantastic. I can sort of smell all the coffee blends all at once right now as you're talking. Thanks again for providing us with so many options. And where can we go for more?
You can head to WHYY.org/things to do for information on all those events and even more.